Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Kenneth Graham, K-E-N-N-E-T-H-G-R-A-H-A-M. The date of birth is 4/15/1974, date of accident 11/16/2022. Date of service is January 23, 2023. Mr. Kenneth Graham is a victim of a twin accident. This recent accident, he was involved in a head-on collision as a restaurant driver, leading to headaches and symptoms of TBI like ringing in the ear, forgetfulness, lack of focus, lack of concentration, nightmares, erectile dysfunction, and pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back, with radiation to both arms and both legs, and severe pain in the right shoulder with difficulty in lifting beyond 100 degrees, difficulty in walking, sleeping, sitting. Also, radiation to the right arm with involvement of the with no involvement of any fingers. Currently, the symptoms continue the same, unabated. The patient was also involved in the previous accident in which he was recommended surgery. He is going through a process of having a surgical repair for the spine, cervical and lumbar spine through Dr. Radden at Michigan Specialist of Spine. And he had a physical therapy at Providence group, and the pain level is 8 to 10 with the effect on the ADLs is around 9. He lists that mood and relationship with other people, sleep are affected 10. The enjoyment of life and general activities affected 9. The walking ability and work are affected 8. The patient reports 30% improvement so far with the therapy and current treatment protocol. System review, patient reports that he has headaches off and on and worsened by the light with dizziness, vertigo, and vision disturbances, and double vision, ear ringing, as well as difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, depression, panic, nightmares, and loss of memory, chronic fatigue. In the pain and numbness, patient has a lower back stiffness, neck stiffness, shoulder stiffness, limited range of motion, numbness, nerve pain, lower back pain, mid-back pain, upper back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, elbow pain, knee pain, and difficulty walking. These are all listed by him. In the GI, patient has no symptom, GU no symptom, in respiratory none, and no changes in the pain level. It is just worsened. No changes in medical, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. And current pain medication is narco, substance abuse is none. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination is blood pressure is 128 over 96, pulse is 68, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam will be the same from previous visit of 1/5/2023, dictation number 0115-019. Plan is to continue therapy for the current accident at 3 times per week at the affected areas. He is released to work at 10 pounds limit at 8 hours, 6 days. And transportation has been added. His meds were reviewed, labs were reviewed, and were found to be in compliance. MRI of the cervical spine, lumbar spine, and right shoulder is ordered to identify new trauma pathology, as well as refer to neuropsych evaluation for further treatment for the TBI. And he's also referred to an eye doctor for a review of his vision changes to make sure they are not related to auto accident. He also has been ordered a CT scan of the hip from left and right and bilateral subfemoral joints. And medication-wise, he's referred to a chiropractor as well. Medication-wise, he is provided with the following: Celebrex, 200 milligram daily; Flexeril, 10 milligram twice a day; Tylenol, codeine, 1 or 2 every 6 hour; PRN, Elavil, 50 milligram PRN; Zoloft, 50 milligram PR and Neurontin 600 twice a day, Furoset for headaches, are provided. The patient is currently undergoing evaluation with Dr. Radin, which is perfect. And based on that, we'll know he has an appointment in 2 weeks' time. And when he comes back, we'll know about him. Thank you so much. We'll try to correlate to continue the same treatment protocol for him. Thank you.